50% righteousness.
Yo, Angela Yee, I love you.
50% ratchetness.
Tell them ratchets to sit down.
This
is becoming the most prominent forum for hip-hop.
Wake your ass up.
Yeah, it's early in the morning, but they told me it was y'all. I say, oh, hell yeah, I'm getting up.
The world's most dangerous morning show. DJ Envy.
Your people's choice.
Angela Yee.
I'm a sweetheart, but I'll cut you.
Charlamagne the God.
Prince of pissing people off.
I can't believe you guys are the best, kid.
Collectively known as
Breakfast Club, bitches.
Is Bay. Good morning, USA.
Yo, 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 yo,
good morning, Angela Yee.
Hey, good morning, DJ Envy.
Charlamagne the God.
Peace to the planet. It's Friday.
Yes, it's Friday. The weekend is finally here.
Yes, it is. Lord have mercy. Thank God. Oh, today is National Suspenders Day, guys.
So where's your suspenders?
Oh, do you have suspenders on?
No, I don't. I just, you know, every time I come in here, they always have what National Day it is. And I saw National Suspenders Day, and I thought of Steve Urkel.
Oh.
It's usually
several
things going on. What else is today? Oh, that's it.
What do you mean, what happened to Steve Urkel?
I haven't seen him in a... Is he still acting? I can't remember.
Jahlil
White? What's the last thing he does? Jahlil White, yeah. What is he doing now?
I don't know. I saw him on the plane once. I don't know what Jahlil does. He's Steve Urkel. It's kind of hard to come, you know, be anything else after you've been Steve Urkel.
You know what I did last night, guys? Gia and I went on a date. We went to a haunted hayride in Virginia Beach where they put you on a hayride and they drive you in the forest. It's pitch black. And people jump out and scare you and they shoot things at you. They have all types of... It was pretty cool.
But y'all went to the white area of Virginia? That sounds like to me.
It was Virginia Beach. Yes, it was. Oh, but okay. It was pretty cool.
All right.
What do you want to...
You know what I did yesterday?
I
went to the dentist.
Now, that's scary. Now, that might be scarier than a hayride.
I had to get a filling redone. And, so...
That ain't too bad.
I know. I still can't chew on the side of my mouth completely well. But it's important to go to the dentist. I just want to always make sure we point that out. And it's important to floss every day. Wow, you guys floss cool. After every meal, right?
Dinner.
Because that's how people get cavities, when they don't floss and there's some food stuck in between your tooth and then it ends up rotting and you get a cavity. Or that's how people get gingivitis, too. If you brush your teeth and your gums bleed, you have an issue.
Oh, congratulations.
So, Angela, you went to my dentist yesterday, correct?
Yes, I went to your dentist. Shout out to my uncle, Dr. Gary Yee, and my dad works in that office as well. You can see pictures of us all over the place.
All right. Halloween hay rides and dental appointments. The Breakfast Club's really living it up
in these
streets.
We are out here popping.
Drop one of Clues Bomb for the Breakfast Club.
That's right, baby.
And I also want to shout out the Sister Strut Breast Cancer Walk. I will be in Louisville, Kentucky tomorrow, but I know they do the Sister Strut Walks all over, and that's because African-American women get breast cancer at a younger age and have a higher death rate as well. So we do that Sister Strut every single year just to make sure we...
You're in Kentucky tomorrow?
Yeah, I'll be in Louisville, Kentucky. I'll be there tonight, really.
Kentucky tomorrow, too. I'll be at the University of Kentucky. I don't know where that's at, though. Where that's at? That's Louisville?
I don't know. Yes. I've never been. Oh, this is my first time in Kentucky, period.
All right.
Well, of course, I'll be at Hampton. It's Hampton's homecoming. I'm there all week. So shout out to the real HU Hampton University.
Somebody took down your Hampton sign in here.
I've seen.
AJ Calloway.
AJ Calloway. He went to Howard. Bum ass. Fake HU. Bum ass took my stuff down. It's all good. But let's get the show cracking. Mayno will be joining us this morning.
Yes, drop on the Clues Bomb for Mayno. I was on the elevator just now. With one of our co-workers here at iHeartMedia, a white guy named Brody. Salute to Brody. And Brody goes, "Who y'all got on the show today?" I said, "Mayno." He goes, "Oh, yeah. Mayno used to date a friend of mine."
Ooh, he's a Mayno does not play.
Goodness gracious.
Mayno does not play.
Mayno gets around.
Right. And we got front page news,
Yes, we will be talking about Halloween is coming up and schools have been distributing what costumes are unacceptable.
All right, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now, tonight, game 6, the Yankees and the Astros. Now, the Yankees lead the series 3-2. I'm not sure who's pitching tonight. I know CeCe's pitching game 7, if there is a game 7. But good luck to those Yankees out there. And also, last night, the Oakland Raiders beat Kansas City 31-30. Okay. Now, Yee, what are we talking about on Front Page News?
We're talking about both George W. Bush and former President Barack Obama. Both former presidents, they were the most recent presidents before Trump, have given speeches yesterday, and it seems like they're discussing what's going on with this Trump presidency. While they didn't say him by name, you get the general message. Now, here was former President George W. Bush giving a very rare political speech. He was in New York at a New York forum sponsored by his presidential center. Here's what he had to say.
The American dream of upward mobility seems out of reach for some who feel left behind in a changing economy. Bigotry seems emboldened. Our politics seems more vulnerable to conspiracy theories and outright fabrication.
Yeah, it feels like even former President George W. Bush feels like everybody is very divided right now under this president. Here's what else he had to say.
We've seen our discourse degraded by casual cruelty. At times, it can seem like the forces pulling us apart are stronger than the forces binding us together. Argument turns too easily into animosity. Disagreement escalates into dehumanization. Too often, we judge other groups by their worst examples while judging ourselves by our best intentions. Forgetting the image of God we should see in each other. We've seen nationalism distorted into nativism.
Remember when everybody thought George Bush was the devil? Remember when they thought he was the Antichrist?
Well,
remember,
guess
remember
what?
When they would blame him for knocking down the towers? Now he sounds like Martin Luther King Jr.
All right, and here was former President Barack Obama. He was in New Jersey at a campaign event, and here's what he said.
But what we can't have is the same old politics of division that we have seen so many times before, that dates back centuries. Some of the politics we see now, we thought we put that to bed. I mean, that's folks looking 50 years back. It's the 21st century, not the 19th century.
You know what I saw yesterday? I don't know if you guys saw this. There was an article and a picture, and it was a Nazi rally, a white supremacist rally, and there was a black man there, and I guess it was getting very obviously intense, and he hugged one of the guys. And the guy at first was, like, taken aback, but then he hugged him back, and everybody started cheering.
Well, that's a fear factor challenge if you're a black guy that goes to a Nazi rally. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, they were protesting.
Well, I'm glad he made it out alive. Well, a black guy was protesting?
Yeah, they were protesting the rally, and there was a lot of tension between both sides, and when he went to go hug him, it looked like he thought he was going to attack him, but then the guy actually hugged him back.
Oh, that's cute.
I mean, it's not cute, but I can't imagine doing something like that.
Me neither.
You know.
Because if somebody tell me it's a Nazi rally over there, I'm going the other way. Why the hell would I be going anywhere near a Nazi rally?
You and me both.
But I can't really give George Bush and Barack Obama too much credit because they subtweeting. Say his name, goddammit. All right? What y'all scared for? Y'all former president.
He says your name, both of you, all the time, and
exactly.
Very critical of
Stop
them.
Stop subtweeting Donald Trump and get right at him.
All right, now Halloween is coming up, and schools are cracking down on what they say are unacceptable Halloween costumes. A lot of different things. Clowns, because all these people going around dressed up as clowns, committing crimes.
Yeah, that's pretty scary.
That's still happening?
Yes.
Hell yeah.
Well, y'all made it a multi-million dollar movie.
Caitlyn Jenner outfits. Some people are saying that they are banning those costumes. And in schools, they're saying wearing Native American headdresses.
They shouldn't do Native American stuff.
Dressing up as a Mexican by wearing a sombrero. Dressing as a geisha.
What is a geisha?
Yeah, what's a geisha?
They're Japanese, and they were like servants that came in, you know. Also, any form of blackface, obviously, is not right.
Don't dress like a nigga boy.
But they have a whole lot of things that they listed on here that they feel like are costumes that are...
Come on, what else?
No Rastafarians.
Oh, my God. I can't go with Bob Marley? Jamaican?
Samurais, hombres, belly dancers, Vikings, ninjas.
I can't go with Thor. I can't be Thor.
Bollywood dancers, Pocahontas, Aladdin.
I can't be Pocahontas or Aladdin.
You can be Pocahontas, bro.
We getting too crazy, man. This world getting too PC for no reason.
Donald Trump.
Why can't I be Donald Trump?
Harambe.
I can't be Harambe. First of all, how you know if I'm Harambe? You think all gorillas are Harambe now? This is stupid.
At these schools, these are on the list of what you cannot come up dressed as.
This is stupid, bro.
I didn't know you couldn't be a ninja.
You can't be Harambe?
I was a ninja. Ninja was like my go-to outfit as a kid.
Yeah, right.
What about a ninja turtle? Can I be a ninja turtle? It's ways around this.
You can do it. All right. Well, I'm Angela Yee. That's your Front Page News.
All right. Thank you, Miss Yee. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, hit us up right now. Maybe you had a bad night or maybe you had a good night. You want to spread some positivity. 800-585-1051. Get it off your chest. Call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Let's go. This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're man or black.
Say it with your chest.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So if you got something on your mind, let it out.
Hello, who's this?
Good morning, guys.
Get it off your chest.
Okay, so I'm at the Family Dollar store, and I only had a pacifier in my hand, and it was a white guy in front of me, and he only had one item in his hand. So the white lady looked at him, and she let him go before me. And when she looked at me, she had, like, a cart full of stuff, and she just put all her stuff on the thing. She wasn't even stunned that I had one item in my hand.
Wait, wow. Who was the lady? The lady was just a lady online?
She was a white lady, and it was a white man in front of me. He only had one item. Both of us had one item in our hand, and she let him go, and she just looked at me, and she just started putting all her stuff on the cart.
Let me ask you a question. If you was the lady with the cart full of stuff, and it was a black person that had one thing in their hand, would you let them go before her?
Yeah.
Of course you would. So would I. So she did what she did what was natural to her.
Okay. So I called my cousin and I was like, "Hey, do you want some crackers at the store?" And he didn't know what I was talking about.
You stupid. You are so stupid and petty. I love it. Thank you, Mama.
Y'all have a good day.
You too. Hello, who's this?
Hey, how's it going? This is Ozzy. How you doing, man? From Long Island.
What's up? Get it off your chest, bro.
Man, I'm so pissed off right now. I'm worried at the same time because I'm a business owner. I'm 25 years old, and I'm trying to get moving, and I can't because this Trump administration scaring everybody. Nobody's buying nothing. Nobody's doing nothing, and nobody's helping us out. So I want to see if Trump could do something or we could work around him and all, because this is horrendous.
So you're saying you want to work around Trump because it's made everything difficult for you work-wise?
Yeah.
We've all been working around Trump up here.
I ain't thinking about no damn Trump. If you live in your life for Trump, something wrong, bro. Your world should not revolve around Donald Trump. Okay.
Now is the time that you got to really strategize, come together, figure out what you're going to do for your future and not just sit back and wait.
By the way, I don't care who's in the White House. Can none of them dictate or determine your destiny? I don't care if it's President Barack Obama, Donald Trump. You got to go out here and get it, brother.
Yeah, but I try to do my best because I'm a distributor and all that. And I distribute bread and nobody's buying nothing. And I keep in contact with all my customers, and everybody's just scared because they don't know if they got to flee the country. I deal with a lot of...
Flee the country?
Oh, immigrants. Okay. Yeah. A lot of immigrants.
You deal with a lot of immigrants, right?
Oh.
Yeah, because I'm a Dominican, born and raised in Brooklyn, so...
Well, listen, you out here selling bread. A lot of us don't like carbs, okay? I'm on a carb-free diet right now, all right?
Oh, my goodness.
Nobody got time for your little processed bread at this moment. Okay?
Hell no. Italian bakery, man. What's up?
Have a blessed
all
day,
right.
Sir.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, hit us up right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Get it. Pick up the mother phone and dial.
This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
Say it with your chest.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So you better have the same energy.
Yeah.
Hello, who's this?
This is Eric.
Hey, Eric, get it off your chest.
Man, look here. I'm calling mainly because I'm blessed, man. I wanted to say people ain't had a chance to go out and see that movie Marshall. You need to get out there and check that movie out. It's a pretty good movie.
Yeah, I need to go see Marshall starring Chadwick Boseman, South Carolina's own, a.k.a. the Black Panther.
Yeah, that's the plan. I'm going to go see that next week when I get back.
Thank you, bro. Hello, who's this?
Yo, what's up? This is Bomb-A, man. Calling to tell y'all why I'm blessed.
Get it off your chest, bro.
What's going on, y'all? I'm blessed this morning, first and foremost, because I woke up. And second of all, I'm blessed because I'm part of the 1%, and that 1% being black-owned alcohol owners, a black-owned alcohol brand. It's called Bombay Lemonade Vodka. We based out of Atlanta, but I'm from Harlem, and I'm coming for NYC top of 2018. We're in 8 states right now, and I just want to thank y'all for the support, man.
Well, congratulations.
Black owned, man, so it's hard out here for us, but, you know, we're working.
You selling that poison to our people?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Oh, my God.
Why can't we? They doing why can't we?
Okay. Hello, who's this?
Hey, the Good Morning Breakfast Club. This is Earl, man, calling out of Columbia.
What's up, Earl?
Get it off your chest.
803, what's happening?
Not a whole lot. Work, the grind, you know how it go.
Yes, sir.
What's up?
What's up?
Hey, look, man, I want to say how blessed and fortunate I am, man. I look at my youngest and the decision process that she goes through on how she makes decisions. I am very thankful. That challenge just on her way, man. She doing big
there you
things.
Go.
There you go. I'm
there
glad you look go. At your child and I'm proud of him, man.
You stupid. You should be proud of your child, man.
I know
thank
that.
You for
that's
calling.
But no, no. Some kids out here doing things that their parents don't want them to be doing. You know what I'm saying?
I guess you're right.
So I get it.
I guess
it.
You're right. Thank you for your call, though, bro. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, you can hit us up anytime. Yee, we got rumors on the way?
Yes, more drama for Wendy Williams. We'll tell you what's going on at her show, why she's mad at her staff. Some of her staff isn't there anymore, and she also has a lawsuit.
All right, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Wendy Williams.
Listen up.
This just in.
All the gossip. The Rumor Report. With Angela Yee.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, it looks like Wendy Williams is trying to plug some leaks over at her show, at The Wendy Show. Apparently, she has terminated some of her employees that she feels were responsible for leaking a recent story about her and her husband, who's also her manager, Kevin. Now, according to the source, they said the story was 100% made up. And
what?
That story was that Kevin was cheating on Wendy with another woman who lived nearby and had his name on the mailbox and everything. And Wendy actually knows the woman. It's not true at all. Wendy found out who was behind the story. They were actually people from her staff. She fired anyone who was connected to the story because it was not only fake, but it showed how disloyal they were to her.
So she's saying the story is fake?
100%.
With all of those pictures, even the names on the mailbox and all the pictures in them together? That's the best you can come up with?
It's a fake story.
I would love to know how she came to that conclusion, but we will never know because she discusses everybody else's business but hers. Well, but I do hope it's true, though, because the karma that will come back to you for firing someone, even though you know your husband was wrong, woo.
All right. Now, in the meantime, Blac Chyna's mother is suing Wendy for $1 million, saying that the comments that Wendy makes about her are on TV cause her stress and depression.
Whoa. I'm
Tokyo
not co-signing
Tony.
That one.
No, you
Tokyo
can't do
Tony
that.
No, you can't do that.
Yeah, because they're confused.
Because the comments you say.
Guess what you're going to get? A bunch of Target T-shirts.
Okay? Hazel E. will be suing.
No, you're going to get a bunch of Target T-shirts, okay?
All right. Now, according to the lawsuit, Tokyo Tony is saying that she has lost sleep. She's been affected in her relationship. And also, she's been having to quit her job. She was an Uber driver and a Lyft driver because of the stress.
Stop laughing.
She said, I'm highly depressed and my blood pressure is up.
Tokyo Tony got money to burn, huh? Because that's a frivolous lawsuit. Like, you're not going to win that at all.
Well, she's going to try.
Remember when Tokyo Tony just popped up here one day? You wasn't here when she popped up
here. I was here. Oh, she didn't come upstairs, though.
Yeah,
She didn't come upstairs.
She came up here to see me.
And what happened?
I didn't really think she was Blac Chyna's mama. I was like, Blac Chyna's mama? That don't even sound right.
She just showed up.
I didn't even think Blac Chyna had a mama. I mean, I'm sure she does.
She's always on social media.
I know, but I just never thought, I didn't know her. So when she popped up, I was like, oh, okay. She's like, I'm Tokyo Tony. And I'm like, all right, Blac Chyna. Chyna, Tokyo. I'm like, somebody playing.
Well, all right, really, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your Rumor Report.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. Now, when we come back, Mano will be in the building.
That's my guy.
So we'll kick it with Mano. All right, so don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
Yes, yeah. Sir.
Mano!
Yeah.
Who you got with you, Mano?
I brought my guy right here, man, Dios Moreno. He's an artist I've been working with for years. People been hearing him and just didn't know it was him. That's him on the Thought record, a lot of records of mine. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to bring him up here and introduce him to the world.
I like real organic things like this. We didn't know Mano was coming.
Yeah. Right?
But I figured he was gonna pop up because his album is out.
Party of Pain. Right?
Yeah.
And he got food coming for us.
That's and I actually even talked about you because we were talking about
me?
Yes. We were talking about when you be with somebody that had 80 bodies, slept with 80 people.
Yeah, she put you out there. I heard that. Me with 80 bodies?
Yeah, well, no, I'm 80. Saying,
that's
okay.
It? That's
that's what I'm
on,
saying.
80? That's a low number. You got me at 80?
Right.
That's not a good number for me. Oh. That's like a regular number.
There ain't nothing to be proud about, Mano.
He's just being real.
I'm just being honest.
That's true. That's true.
I mean,
that's true.
Like, I've been a savage out here for a long time. You know, I mean, I've been the go-to guy for a lot of, you know what I mean?
Right.
Out here for a long time.
He's like Tiger Woods.
Stop it. But, you know, I'm living a better life, though, lately.
So when does Mano settle down?
Now.
Well, I've been settled.
I see Mano posts his girl.
I've been settled.
You got a nice little harem?
One, yeah,
three,
no,
four?
No, but one woman.
There you really? Go.
He posted it on Instagram. Yeah, if you settled. Follow Maino, as soon as he posted it, we did a whole group chat about it with my girls.
Did we?
Really? We were like, look, Maino posted this girl. Yeah.
Really? You did a group chat
cute.
About it. You've been in my business for years.
Maino, we're happy. We
yeah.
love it.
Yeah, listen, happiness is wherever you can find
but
it.
But what time did he post it? Because I didn't see that picture.
Like, I had never seen it. I've been seeing Maino. I've been seeing Maino on Instagram dropping jewels. I ain't seen him post. Lady.
See, Charlamagne is about them jewels. But I got happiness, man. I'm good. I'm
right.
good.
And that's great. I love it.
I'm good.
But hey. Let's talk about the party in pain. Now, you also have the ghost of Khalif Browder.
Oh, yeah. That was a bonus track. I had put that out earlier. It was a documentary that mm-hmm. It was like a six-part documentary mm-hmm. that I watched on Khalif Browder.
Yeah, we saw
and,
that.
Yeah, it was just inspired me. Mm-hmm. So I made a record based upon, like, if I was him, because where he was at is where I had been many years earlier, like C-74, adolescence, you know, you 16, 18, and just his whole story just really, really, really inspired me, and it really touched me. I made my son watch it also.
All right, yeah. I thought about you doing that, Doc, because I remember you calling me once to tell me about a crooked CO.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Definitely. Mm-hmm. Definitely. And we gave her a donkey of the day.
Yeah.
For making me put
Solomon
on that.
Got in trouble for that.
Solomon got in trouble.
It's all good. It's worth it. It's all
good. Yeah, she made me put on a green shirt. Like, really.
Green's not your color, bro.
It's just the long shirt. It's like, just, you know what I mean? But nah, it was, I was inspired by that. So I kind of, I wanted to talk about it. You know, because his story to me is just like, you know, we hear his story, but how many countless others is just in that situation? Mm-hmm. I've been here. It's like, it's crazy. Like, solitary confinement. I'm a person that spent a lot of years in solitary confinement.
Mm.
I kind of just wanted to touch on that a little bit on that particular record.
How does solitary confinement not drive you crazy?
Listen, like my man Dio told me, he said, the pain comes from the same place your power come from.
Mm.
The things that hurt us the most, right? The things that bring us the most pain, if we dig deep enough, we could get some power out of that. So in solitary confinement is where I learned how to even rap. Mm. I had never even rapped. I was spending a year, 12 months in Southport. The whole, you know, I was spending my time in solitary confinement, 23 hours a day. That's where I learned how to rap. So nobody could tell me that you can't draw on some of your pain. Mm. You understand? Because I wouldn't be sitting here if it wasn't for that.
Mm. So you think that was therapeutic for you to rap while you were in solitary?
Well, you can only do two things when you in situations like that. Either you're going to get through it and become better. Mm-hmm. It could have been anything. I could have been the best poetry writer. I could have started writing books. Whatever it is, if you're going through a situation, it's either what you're going to do. You're going to cry about it. You're going to fall to it. You're going to wallow in your sorrow. Mm-hmm. What are you going to do?
Mm-hmm.
You got to overcome it. So music started to be therapeutic for me at that point. I started to kind of just rap. I had never rapped before.
What made you rap? Was it just being in there? Did you hear somebody that you thought was whack that you thought you could
true
be better
than? Nah. No, listen. It was a Friday night.
Mm-hmm. How'd you know what day it was?
Well, you know what day it
okay.
is. You counting the days. Right. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It was a Friday night, and dudes was on like on their gates in front of their bars mm-hmm. and just rapping. And I was inspired, and I said, I'm going to wake up in the morning, I'm going to write me a rhyme. And it was a Saturday morning, I wrote my first rhyme ever.
You remember it?
Nah, but it was like a stressed out rhyme. Like, oh, my life is this, my life is that. You know what I mean?
It was
because of my situation, and I didn't have as many experiences, so this is what I was talking about. And that was my first rhyme. And then I started to be like, man, maybe I should go home and do it.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time I would say that, I'm like, man, I ain't no fucking rapper, man. You understand?
Right.
So I would toy with the idea, but this is the same time Big was out. So I was like, man, he from Bed-Stuy. Like, oh, man, Kim and him, they from Bed-Stuy. Maybe I could do it, you know? And, you know, after a while, I started to get confidence in it and then came home and then, you know, met DJ Envy.
Did you know Big?
Not really. I seen him because at the time that I left, he wasn't the Big that we know.
Gotcha.
You know?
Who was the first person that embraced you when you came out as a rapper and said... Mm-hmm. You kind of dope.
Nobody embraced him.
No, I don't think nobody really said I was dope. I think people, it was my energy. It was the fact that I was a hustler because you got to remember, I wasn't looking at myself as being a rapper at that point. I was saying to my homies, look, it don't matter if we nice or not nice. Okay? We really what these dudes is talking about. We really in the street. We really going to jail. We really doing things in the street. They talking about our lives. All we got to do is hustle it. So I think in early on, my hustle was better than a lot of dudes that was actually bar for bar better than me.
And y'all was beating up DJs. So, I mean, that kind of helps.
That's allegedly. I don't even. That never happened. No, that's another legend. You know, never threat. You know, it was just that my grind was different because
aggression. Mano, come
just
on.
Look, it just looked like it.
Yeah.
It just looked like it. Look, I'm refined now. Look at me. Come on, man. I done cleaned up.
All right, we got more with Mano when we come back. Keep it locked. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Mano's here. Charlamagne?
I see you giving out a lot of jewels on Instagram.
Is that it?
Yeah. What got you into doing that?
I don't know. I was just kind of just talking about myself, I, you know, I got a studio in Soho. So I've been down there for like the last 2.5 years, and we just be in there just talking. And I'd be in there running my mouth about various things, and people would film it. And we just started putting the clips of me talking in the room full of people, and then it would just start to go like, and then I was like, they want to hear that? Like, they want to hear me talk about me? But then it was like, I guess certain things resonate with people.
Yeah, it's topics that people can relate to and want to weigh in on.
Right, because it must be like a void with all the going on, with all the, you know, whatever it is that we living in right now, you know, where everybody's, you know, doing this and doing that. So to hear me speak on certain things that to me is kind of like almost common sense, right? It's like refreshing, I guess, for some people.
People looking for game.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
Yeah.
People want to agree or they want to argue. Also.
They mostly agree with the things that I be talking about. Mm-hmm. You know, when we talking about winning, we talking about never giving up. We talking about not being a hoe to some of this industry shit. Like being yourself or never having to bend because or breaking your principles, stay on what you stand for, like forever. You know, the law of attraction. I'ma stand over here and be who I am and allow it to come to me instead of trying to chase everything and be everything for everybody. That can't work.
Yeah, one I really liked the other day, you was in the backseat of the car and you were saying how the dude was upset because the industry is fake.
Yeah.
And you was like, accept who they are.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, you look, come on, man. Like, you going to tell a zebra to take his stripes off? Like, he is who he is. Right. Am I going to not be who I am because this dude that I just met gave me his number and he didn't answer his phone when I called him? That's who he is. He got to live with that. Not me. I'm not trying to change him neither. You understand? I mean, Mano from before would have been like, yo, what's up, bro? But we, you know.
The aggression.
Yeah, that was like, I called you. You didn't answer the phone. But after a while, after you start to really see, you know, life for what it really is, then you just know that, look, man, people going to be who they going to be.
Mm-hmm. Now, going from being on a major label to being independent, right? What do you think? Do you enjoy being independent more? Because we always have these discussions, and you talked about all of the above and having those marketing dollars behind it and that push. But then also, you know, your songs do well independently. It's just not going to be at that level of all the above, or it hasn't been. Right. What do you prefer?
That. Why did you leave, too?
That's a question that hardly nobody ever asked me. Why I left would blow your mind. Why I left, nobody, I don't even speak on. I left because, honestly, and this is the real, I left because of Baby.
Birdman?
Yeah. Well, what happened was I was on Atlantic and me and Baby started talking and they started reaching out to me saying that they wanted to, you know, maybe do some business with me. So we started talking. He would send me music. We started, you know, working a little bit. This is at a time when Cash Money was on fire.
Right.
So I think anybody would have wanted to have been a part of that whole team right there. So I was just like, all right, I'm with it. So They may mention of maybe trying to buy me out my deal. I told him straight up, like, look, bro, you know, me and my label ain't really, you know, eye to eye. Let me go holler at my lawyer and see if I could get out my deal. If I could, like, get out of it.
Right.
You understand? Mm-hmm. And me and my lawyer put it together. He said, listen, don't let them know that Baby got interest in you. We're going to push forward with it and see if they can let you go. We push months, and they let me go.
Mm-hmm.
I sent a picture of my release to Baby and say, yo, it's on. He told me to come to the office. I came to the office. We were supposed to link after that. Never heard from him.
Jesus Christ, Birdman.
Yeah, never heard from him.
So you were reaching out to him and he wasn't responding? Or
yeah,
you just
that was it.
So he one of the guys that gave you his number, but then
that was
the phone.
It. So now I'm out of my deal. Wow. Now, listen, I don't blame. Look.
Right, but that's just at least respond.
Yeah, but this is one of the lessons I learned. So I wasn't, I was at that point, I was angry. Like, what? Like, I could have still been over here in the system. Mm-hmm. You understand? Because I did that with the expectation that I was going to be in a better situation.
Right.
So it was all good. Then he popped back up on me in Myrtle last year when we did a
video
Yellow Tape.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then he wanted to sign us both as a group. And we tried to work that out. At this point, he sent the contracts, but it just wasn't the right type of business. So we didn't do it.
That's interesting that you still felt like you would do business even after the first situation.
Because I learned not to take anything personal. That's just the type of person he is. So I wasn't mad at him. You understand?
About being mad. Yeah. Just business-wise, it seems like...
Well, no permanent friends are enemies.
But not even as far as friends, but business-wise, I would feel like that's not good business practices and that's not a good foreshadowing of what's to come.
Right. You know what? I had thought about that, but then it was like, dude is right here and he's talking the right way, mm-hmm. right? We in Manhattan, we riding around and let's figure it out. You know, we had these talks and I told him, just make it work. Let's just do straight business. You know, when he sent the contracts over, we just couldn't get it right. And it just wasn't right. I ain't want to, you know, put myself in a situation that I will regret later. So, I mean, I didn't do it. Murder didn't do it. Mm-hmm. We left it like that.
So it's no surprise when you see people come at him for his shady business practices.
Nah, not at all. I just don't think that he just does. I just think that he just, and this ain't no shade to him. I just think that he's just used to doing business a certain kind of way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it don't really work with a person like me. You understand that? Has been able to get a lot of those things for himself, by himself. So either we're going to do real business or we're just not going to do business at all. So that was just that.
So how do you feel about Party and Pain? Like what?
Love it.
Okay.
Love it.
It's a great title for you.
Yeah, love it. See, once I understood where I was at, then I understand what I need to do. Mm-hmm. And the good thing about the times that we're living in right now is streaming. Like all I got to do is just make my music available on every platform. And then for the that love me, they gonna get it.
Yeah, because you still live a very nice lifestyle.
Goddamn right.
All right, well, let's get into Mano's new single. It's featuring Fat Joe. It's called God Bless. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Everybody, it's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Mano's here. Charlamagne?
The title, Party and Pain, that's kind of a reflection of everything you've been discussing thus far, though.
Yeah, it's ups and downs. Yeah. It's triumphs. It's losses. It's success. It's failures. It's life that we live in. It's dealing with guilt. It's feeling like I could do more. It's taking steps forward. It's being pulled back. It's all these things. And, you know, everybody's life is like that.
You've learned a lot of lessons, though, because you're a lot different than you were a few years ago.
Here you go.
No, I'm just saying you are.
Am I?
No, seriously, when I first moved to New York.
Mano is a lot different. Mano, he's a lot more calm.
Yes.
He's more chill.
That's what he was known for, beating up people. When I moved here in 06, Mano beat up about three people in like 4 weeks.
Is that so?
Allegedly.
No, it wasn't allegedly. It was true. It was factual.
Did he beat him up or slap him?
Hands of God, that's right. It was discipline. It was discipline.
But you know what?
But even sometimes being in the wrong place at the wrong time could
wrong
be
place.
The Urban Plaza situation with Taxstone. You were there.
Right. I was there.
And I'm sure in your head you had to be like, man,
your
I don't
name got
be
cleared and
up.
All that, though.
Yeah, it got cleared after
that. You could have squashed that beef maybe because you knew both sides.
We don't know what happened.
I don't know. I don't say what happened. They just was beefing. I don't know.
You know, because certain things, you know, the show must go on, right? You know, certain people feel a certain kind of way and it's nothing nobody really could do. And in that situation, like, it just went haywire. And before I could even know what was even happening, truth be told, I didn't even really know that Troy Ave was even in the room.
Mm.
That's how crowded the room was. But I will say, listen, we grow. Like, who gonna stay the same forever?
Right.
You understand? Like, life is about evolution. Like, I can't sit here and be the same that I was. Like, who want me to be the same? I don't live on Gates no more.
Mm-hmm.
I don't live on Notion Avenue no more. Right? But what is my job to do? To sit up there and get money and act like I do? No, my job is to inspire that I know is like me or may look up to me or live lives similar to mine and show them, look, homie, we could do whatever.
Now, we were talking about how your past makes you who you are today.
Right.
Would you be with a woman who had 80 bodies and told you I've been with?
I don't want to. That's a good question. I don't want to know because any number is too much to me. She'd be like, yo, how many men you been with? Two. Get you two. You.
Well, Mano, you a known person to be out here with women now. That's kind of hypocritical a little bit, right?
Yeah, I'm a hypocrite.
But he just said he don't want to know at all.
Every man is a hypocrite in his own way. I don't really want to know. Like, if you feel for a woman, you can't even imagine her laying down with another man, right? I don't want to know that. I don't even want to think about it. Like, let's just live from here on out. Let's just get it, right? It don't even matter. It's no number that you want to tell me that's going to make me feel better. 880 all the same to me.
Like, bitch, you got
8 in you? Like, what?
My goodness.
Would you need to know if it was, like, one of your boys?
I know it ain't one of my boys because me and my guys is close enough to know that. They'd be like, yo, you know I had it already. Like, you know, I'm like that. I try to tell people that, yo, look, you know I had a threesome.
Can't none of your friends talk to anybody then.
That's not true, man. Come on, man.
That's what I was trying to explain earlier. When you, especially if you have sex with more than 5 guys in the same industry, all those guys going to talk about you in some shape or form.
Indeed. But, you know, who am I? Like, this is the thing. Who am I to judge anybody? Mm-hmm. Like, everybody didn't know I was a savage out here for a long time. I was the go-to guy. Right?
Why you keep saying that?
That's a shame.
Well, like women break up with their men and they going, I'm just going through something.
Sometimes they not even broke up.
Yeah.
I've been in a lot of kitchens. You understand? So being a go-to guy.
This guy is crazy.
And this come guy. On, man. Angela knows my deepest, darkest secrets. You understand?
This guy is crazy.
And sometimes, you know, it's hard to open up to women when you've been a go-to guy for so long. You've seen it from the other end. So it's like, I ain't in no position to judge nobody, man. Like, I live with my sins, man, and I know I got some issues.
You ever been shocked about some you've been in? Like, damn, I can't believe I'm smashing this.
Yeah. Right. Everything that was on my list when I was in that cell.
Are you ready to give it all up now and be with one person?
I've been up giving it up, man.
You think you could do that for, like...
I've been giving it up, definitely.
Who's on your list in jail, though?
Uh-oh.
Everybody. look, when you away, right, you fantasize, mm-hmm. right? You get those magazines, and you like, damn.
King was big at that time.
King.
Yeah, smooth.
But I'm going to tell you mm-hmm. something. Black any man. Magazine.
Right.
Right? With any females you look at, vibes or whatever it is, right? You put together a list. Like, man.
Give us a couple names, man.
Hear this guy. Cause I don't like to do names. Listen, I don't like to do names because it messes up things in the future.
The future.
Like,
this
is a hoe. He ain't got no respect.
Well, he's done with all that anyway, so there's
but
no
yeah,
future.
But even if I wanted to bring it in the home, like.
Right, she's cool with that.
Yeah, like, but it's still like. I can't just be putting people business out there. Like, that's tacky. That's
yeah,
not
it is
cool.
Tacky.
Has your main girl asked you your body? I mean, has asked you yet? Like,
Mano don't even know his body count.
Like, yeah, I don't know. Like, it's like, listen, I plead to all felonies and unknown felonies. Anything. It's like some federal like, whatever is known or unknown, it's some that I don't even remember. Like, from here on out, you know when you deal with me, you deal with a hitter. You understand? I've been a savage for a long time. I don't hide that, man. I talk about it, man.
Oh, goodness.
Now, whatever happened with all those issues you was having with guys like Whack? It was like, I don't know if it's some Instagram posts.
Nah, look, man, we ain't doing no issues, man. Like, I don't back and forth, you know, type the best, you know, threatening lines. Like, you know, I had to catch myself because at the end of the day, that can't be what I'm manifesting, like, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Like, that's not what it is, you know? I can't be going back and forth with nonsense like that. Like, that ain't, you know, it's not like nobody standing in front of me, right? Threatening me mm-hmm. or talking to me crazy, right? So we trying to get to the bag and the money and the opportunity because what happens is people that you trying to do business with, they look at that. They're looking
right.
at mm-hmm. your page,
that's mm-hmm.
right? They're looking at your page and like, look at this guy here. This, I'm trying to do something here, mm-hmm. right? So people that we out here trying to connect with brands and, mm-hmm. you know, trying to get sponsors for this or that, you know, they look at your Instagram and be like, this dude is over here threatening and going back and forth. That ain't the business.
I had somebody a couple of weeks ago, a person from a brand tell me, I'm so glad you didn't go back and forth with a certain person because I went and looked at that. And
who was that? Who are you supposed to go back and forth?
I mean, just, you know, people taking shots at you. Oh. And they were like, I looked at your social media and you didn't say anything. And I was like, that's somebody we want to do business with.
Right. They look at that. Right.
It's not worth it. I'm not going to give up my blessings to beef with somebody on social media.
And then what's the chances of some action actually really happening? And then it's
none.
It's really not that high. So it's like, what am I even doing this for? You know?
All right. Well,
the single is out right now. Make sure you stream it. You download everything. You pick it up.
Single, album.
All that.
Out.
But we appreciate you for joining us.
Maino.
And it's The Breakfast Club. It's Maino.
Yeah.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, next hour, we got a special guest joining us.
Listen, man, we feel like being a blessing this morning, man. Should we tell him now or wait after Donk? You want to tell him now?
Tell him now, man.
Listen, man. Let's do the rumor report, please.
Well, let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Keisha K.R.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On The Breakfast Club.
So listen up. Nah.
Well, Keisha K.R. and Gucci Mane had their big wedding day, but people are still talking. Now, amongst the topic of a conversation is the secret children. Were they at the wedding? Does Keisha K.R. have 3 kids? Well, Keisha K.R. responded to these rumors. It seems like she was responding to Kaya, who put out this video.
I want to know, where is her real friends at back in Jamaica? Where's your children, girl? Where's your real family? The people you rolled up with before you went and got all this shit done to your face and your ass and your body. Where's them bitches at? The goat herders, the motherfuckers that went fishing with you to make sure you had fish and porridge to eat for your children, girl. They say you done left them down there and done abandoned them and done came down here with Gucci talking about a main event. The main event need to be the reunification of you and your children that you left down there.
Now, Keisha K.R. responded on Twitter, I do not have 3 kids in Jamaica. So she wants to make sure you know that. And she also said, I do not have a sister. I'm the only girl. I have 3 brothers and 1 is dead. And that's all because a woman took to social media to say that she was Keisha K.R.'s sister and she was upset that she was not invited to the wedding.
Kaya, stop all that capping, all that hating for no reason. You saw that woman on BET the other night living her life like it's golden and you couldn't stand it. You can hear the jealousy, envy, and hate coming out Kaya's pores, man. Like, Jesus Christ, Kaya, knock it off.
Right now, the woman who did post yesterday was a bittersweet day for me because I watched my sister, the most beautiful bride I've ever seen, walk down the aisle to marry the love of her life. We always dreamed about your big day, but I never would imagine this day would happen without me.
So we supposed to
believe her? It's apparently not her real sister, but it was one of her really good friends. So not blood sisters. And Keisha K.R. did say she has a daughter when she was on the rail. So we don't know how many kids it is or whatever.
She just told you.
Who?
Keisha.
No, she said she doesn't have 3 kids in Jamaica.
Oh, but she could have 3 kids somewhere?
Right.
Oh, my God.
The rumor was that she left her kids.
Why do y'all do this to people, man?
No, the rumor was that she had 3 kids that she left behind in Jamaica that she doesn't take care of. So she's saying her 3 kids are not in Jamaica. FYI.
So she has 3 kids.
Maybe. I don't know.
Exactly. We don't know.
I'm saying, you know, she definitely has a daughter. She talked about that. And I guess we'll find out when you watch the main event. All right, Hazel E, in the meantime, lets you know exactly how she feels. Now, she got Donkey of the Day yesterday, and that was because of things that she said on social media. She was beefing with different women, and she said, I see all you black-ass bitches that hate me. Stop bleaching your skin and fix the inside first, and maybe all you hoes wouldn't be so mad. She goes on to talk about people hating her because she's light-skinned. In addition, her boyfriend posted, I guess people were accusing him of being gay, he said, if you really want to know how I feel about gays so bad, well, here you go. I hope all gays die and go to hell. That's where I'm from. Now, she responded to that, burn in hell, just like God said in the Bible.
I'm shocked that they have not been released from Love and Hip Hop yet.
Well, Shoe Dazzle posted, we are aware of the recent social media posts and thank our fans for bringing it to our attention. At Shoe Dazzle, we believe in love and equality for all and have removed all content associated. Now, here is what Hazel E. said in her response.
The post was made because one person in the community decided to falsify documents from Rose's social media and my social media, you know, trying to out him and being in a down-low relationship. It was false. It was lies. And he was just like, to show you how not gay I am, I'm going to post a burning flag. Might not have been the wisest idea. He definitely was enraged when he saw it. When I saw it, I was just enraged. And I was like, yeah, burn in hell. Not to the whole community, to that one individual for his acts.
Listen, can you put me, first of all, I'm not paying her no attention. Can you put me on to something, though? What the hell is Shoe Dazzle? Is that like Fashion Nova for heels?
Yes.
Okay.
I think that is.
And I think you get like a subscription and you get a certain amount of shoes or something like that.
Hot stuff?
What do you get it?
No, I don't have Shoe Dazzle.
Like nice shoes, good dope stuff on there?
Let's just say people use it. And I think at one point Kim Kardashian had a deal with them.
Okay.
Also. So, you know, hey, if you need some shoes, Shoe Dazzle. If you need some clothes, Fashion Nova. It's kind of like that.
Go, let Instagram dress you.
All right. Lupita Nyong'o has come forward with her stories about Harvey Weinstein.
Come on, man.
And sexual misconduct. What?
This guy don't stop.
Yeah, he did not.
He shoots his shot with everybody.
Now, she said she met him in 2011 at an award ceremony in Berlin. She was still a student at Yale at the School of Drama. And she said she was invited by him to join him and his family at their house in Connecticut for a screening of a movie. Now, she said when she arrived at his house, she met his wife, she met his kids, and then he set her up to watch the film in his private screening room. Well, about 15 minutes in, he invited her to his private bedroom and asked if he could give her a massage.
This guy is J.R. Smith.
Now,
Harvey Weinstein is Nick Young.
That
he
she
shoots.
Panicked and offered to give him a massage instead. He removed his shirt and lay down on the bed, and that's when she fled his house when he was removing his pants.
That guy is a shooter. He shoots his shot with any and everybody.
Now, a woman has also filed a police report with the LAPD saying that he raped her in 2013, and so now they are launching a criminal investigation. She is an Italian model and actress who says she attended the Italia Film, Fashion, and Art Festival in February of 2013. She said they were in Beverly Hills, and that's when he went up to her room and forcibly grabbed her by the hair, yanked her into the bathroom, and raped her. She said it went on for 45 Jeez. Minutes, and she begged him to stop and showed him pictures of her kids.
Yeah, he's just a thirsty predator. Why are you so thirsty, though?
So these are the allegations. Now, Quentin Tarantino, who has done a lot of work with Harvey Weinstein, has produced a lot of his big movies, including Pulp Fiction, Django Unchained, and Glorious Bastards. He says that he knew enough to do more than I did. He told Page Six that he was aware that there was a mistreatment of women, but he didn't do enough to stop it, but he didn't know it was as serious as it was.
Oh, all y'all gotta shut up. If you knew it was a mistreatment of women, it don't matter if it's one, you're supposed to intervene.
He talked about two different actresses, including Mira Sorvino, who had told him disturbing stories, and they were also his ex-girlfriends, about encounters with him, and he also was aware that Rose McGowan had tweeted that Weinstein had raped her and that she had allegedly reached a legal settlement with him, but he said he did not realize these alleged incidents were part of a larger pattern. He said, I did marginalize the incidents. Anything I say now will sound like a crappy excuse.
Yes, I respect everybody for being honest, but, you know, you all sound stupid saying that you knew after the fact but didn't intervene.
Yeah, he said he should have stopped working with him. He said many in Hollywood viewed him as having a father and son closeness with him. He said, I wish I had taken responsibility for what I heard. If I had done the work I should have done then, I would have not had to work with him.
Well, y'all chose money over morals. That's all it boils down to. Y'all chose y'all own self-interest over what was right. Y'all wanted to get those movies made.
It's interesting because a lot of people did come forward, and, you know, some people are saying, why are these women just speaking out now? But people did speak out, and nobody cared. That was what the real problem was. All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. Charlamagne.
Yes.
Who are you giving that donkey to?
Listen, man, we need this guy from Richardson, Texas, named Wesley Matthews, to come to the front of the congregation. We would like to have a word with him. You have no idea who Wesley Matthews is, but you will for after the hour, and you will go hug and kiss your child after you hear this story.
All right, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day does not discriminate.
I might not have the song of the day, but I got the Donkey of the Day.
So if you ever feel I need to be a donkey, man, hit me with the heel.
Yeah, the Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's Donkey of the Day today?
Well, Mr. Ed Sheeran, Donkey of the Day for Friday, October 20th. Today is the 20th, right? It goes to a guy from Richardson, Texas, named Wesley Matthews. Now, Wesley Matthews was arrested for abandoning are endangering a child, not just a child, his child, a three-year-old girl named Sharon Matthews, okay? 3 years old. My daughter is 2. She will be 3 next year. How old is your youngest, Envy?
I got a 1-year-old, a 3-year-old, 4-year-old, 13-year-old, and 16-year-old.
Okay, so you got a 3-year-old. So you know how 3-year-olds move. You know how they are. So it boggles my mind that someone could do this to a child, a 3-year-old. Okay, would you like to know what Wesley Matthews did to his 3-year-old?
What?
Well, let's go to Fox 4 News. Richardson for the report.
There's an intense search for a 3-year-old girl from Richardson.
Still, her father was arrested after he left her outside.
We know that arrest warrant for Sharon Matthews' father is now giving us some more details about what led up to this. He actually told police he left the little girl outside as punishment when she would not finish her milk. There is still an active Amber Alert for 3-year-old Sharon. Friends also searched through the trees in a field behind the family's home on Sunningdale. That's where Sharon's father told police he left the girl around 3 a.m. on Saturday. He says he had her stand across the alleyway near a large tree, and when he came out 15 minutes later, she was gone. Matthews told police there have been coyotes seen in the alleyway near where he left his daughter. Sharon was last seen wearing a pink top, black pajama bottoms, and flip-flops. She does have developmental issues and limited communication skills. Now, Wesley Matthews is accused of abandoning or endangering a child. He's being held on a $250,000 bond.
Bond ain't high enough. An Amber Rose alert has been issued for Sharon Matthews. Okay, Wesley Matthews arrested and charged with child endangerment because his 3-year-old daughter wouldn't drink her milk. So at 3 in the morning, he takes his daughter outside and makes her stand by a large tree as a punishment. He comes back 15 minutes later, and she is gone. Now, I know how I feel about my daughter. My only job as a father is to protect and provide. What kind of person are you, Wesley? What kind of man, what kind of father are you that you could even, one, think to do that to your daughter, and two, put her by a tree in an alley at 3 in the morning where you know coyotes are and leave her for 15 minutes? This young girl still hasn't been found, and I hope for the best, but it sounds to me, Wesley, that it sounds to me like you fed the coyotes, okay? Maybe you didn't think coyotes were that dangerous because you grew up on the Roadrunner, but what you need to understand is that terrorist who had all those Acme weapons of mass destruction named Wile E. Coyote, he was chasing the Roadrunner so he could eat it, okay? When will people learn that nothing good happens at 3 in the morning? You never had nobody older in your family tell you only thing open at 3 in the morning is legs, Waffle House, and coyotes' mouths, huh? I'm trying to figure out what kind of sleep schedule is your 3-year-old on that you got her up that kind of morning trying to make her drink milk. I'm just confused, okay? And the reason I'm confused is because I'm trying to wrap my brain around crazy. And when you try to understand crazy, you yourself become crazy. You can't make sense of what does not make sense. And this absolutely makes no sense. Okay, Wesley Matthews, if your daughter is dead, her blood is all over your hands. And if she is dead, I hope you get charged with murder because this is all your fault. You made your 3-year-old daughter stand outside at 3 in the morning because she wouldn't drink her milk, and now she's on the back of a milk carton. Missing. Please give Wesley Matthews the biggest hee-haw, please.
Jeez.
I hope they find that little girl ASAP. That's crazy.
I hope so. I hope they find her alive.
Alive and whole. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Okay. Now,
all right, well, thank you for that donkey today.
Now, let's be a blessing to somebody, man.
What you want
to
do this morning?
We need to be a blessing to somebody because we do a segment here on The Breakfast Club called Empower to the People.
Okay.
Where we like to just, you know, bring people up and enhance whatever it is that they have going on, whether
Correct.
It's a business or a product or an organization. But, you know, it's this guy that I've been paying attention to all year long. You may see me post him on my Instagram.
What's his name?
Let me tell you what he does first.
I don't want y'all to judge.
I don't want to say his name and then y'all judge.
All right.
Bishop T.D. Jakes was here the other day, and Bishop T.D. Jakes said...
What does Bishop T.D. Jakes have to do with this?
Would you let me get to it?
Yeah.
Bishop T.D. Jakes says that it's never too late. Now, I don't know if I necessarily
You say
agree
all
with
the
that.
Time it's too late. F your dreams.
You're right.
You're too old to do this.
You're
that
right.
Especially
true.
About
that
rappers. You always
right.
tell people you're too old to be a rapper.
You're right.
Give
well,
it up.
Is this guy a rapper, Charlamagne?
Yes, he is a rapper.
How okay. old is he?
He's 53 years old. Now, listen,
what?
I'm just trying
what
to,
you mean?
I'm always open, you know what I mean? I could be definitely wrong about things, okay? I just think sometimes it could be too late. Maybe it's not. Maybe God
so
has other plans.
So you're bringing a 53-year-old rapper.
Yes.
The one that always tells people that you're too old to be doing that, give it up, F your dreams, is bringing a 53-year-old rapper.
He might be
successful?
Good,
is he?
He might be good.
He's not successful yet.
Okay, do we have a clip of him rapping?
Yes, we do. His name, can I say, I'll say his name now. His name is 52 Savage, all right?
But he's 53.
He's got a record with Snoop Dogg called Pressure, all right?
Can we play a snippet right fast,
snippet,
please?
A little snippet.
Prison. Heavily stitched is prison.
Oh.
Prison.
Oh.
Prison.
Oh.
Prison.
Fresh and fresh, the S-N-O-O-P is back in the D.
Wait. How you gonna
that
play
sounds
Snoop
like
first?
Snoop.
Hey, you shut up, okay? I don't like how you're spinning the situation, all right?
It sounds like it's on the Future song, Young Thug Super Slimy project.
That was 52 Savage on the hook. That was Snoop rapping. But
all right,
52 Savage is gonna be here in 2 seconds.
All right, when we come back, we're gonna interview
now.
A 53-year-old rapper.
53-year-old
He goes by
rapper.
The name of 52 Savage. Yes. And you want to tell what else we're doing for the young man?
What else are we doing? Oh.
Oh.
We trying to get him. He ain't got no teeth, y'all. He's 53 and he got about three teeth in his mouth.
He got three teeth.
Maybe four. Okay.
So we got a GoFundMe page.
Well, he got a GoFundMe page. He trying to raise money to get a new grill. Look, I'm just trying to get into heaven, y'all, okay? So listen, here's the thing, man. The man going to be here, and we're going to open up the phone lines, and y'all tell us if y'all think that it's too late for this brother. But the least you could do if you want to be a blessing on this fine Friday is put a dollar in his GoFundMe
page. $1.
Yeah, let's
just
$1. Some tea. When you hear the man's story, man, the man ain't got no teeth, man. Okay.
All right. Listen, when we come back, 52 Savage will be in the building. And I think, Charlamagne, I think what you should do right now is I think you should actually post a rap on your Instagram so people know what he is, what he looks like, and all.
What he is. He's a person.
He's a human being.
Okay. Goodness. And Charlamagne, after this, I don't ever want to hear you tell anybody they're too old to accomplish.
I might tell him
dreams.
He's too old to accomplish
all
something.
All right, we'll see.
I don't know.
All right, 52 Savage. Yes, 52 Savage. When we come back, don't go anywhere. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Everybody, it's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
All the way from Dallas, Texas.
Y'all.
52 Savage.
52 Savage is here.
Y'all, how you doing, Charlamagne? What's going on?
What's happening,
What's
brother?
Up, man? Trying to get to the business.
Now, listen.
Trying to bring old people back. That's what I'm doing.
All right.
Old people never left. They don't leave until they die.
They're here. They ain't getting no respect they are now. Like I tell people, don't just respect me. Now go respect the other old cats that you was disrespecting back in the day before I started this.
Why you think they don't respect old people?
Because
no
I know
more,
they don't. I live in the city. I know they don't. They're not helping across the street no more. They're not doing all that.
They're
saying hell no. They're pushing them down the street. They're not helping them. They're not doing all that. They still make fun of old cats. Hell, they shoot shots at me. But man, I love life and I'm so confident. I love it.
As you as a rapper.
As a rapper, I'm an entertainer. Actually,
as an entertainer.
I'm a DJ, but when I start to rap, that means I got to start talking. I got to start seeing my issues.
Now, you're not that old, though. You can't be 52?
I ain't even old. They say I'm old.
How old are you?
I saw elderly. I'm 53 now. Now I'm 53 Savage.
You
now.
Can't even get free pancakes at IHOP yet.
No, it kills me because I got to have that. But, you know, I mean, the respect level went up.
Yeah.
It's more of just a cat rapping over beat. It's more than that. It's a wave. It's saying you ain't never too old to do shit. You ain't got to look a certain way. You ain't got to get fixed. If I would never open my mouth, y'all would have never known about me. So
Charlamagne has told many people up here that they were too old to pursue a career in
That ain't true no more. That ain't true no more. It's more than just, I'm bigger than just me rapping over beat. I can do that all day. I'm, like they say out here, I'm nice, son.
Give us some bars right now, 52.
Why?
Because you a rapper, see?
I ain't no rapper. I'm an entertainer, but I can entertain you. Drop a beat on. You want me to freestyle?
Yeah, let's go. Acapella, go.
Acapella, I'm telling, just to pay attention. I got these boys flinching. No need to mention. See, I'm locking them up and sensing them sacks, and I'm asking them questions. Them be stressed and taking my lessons. I'm a chief and ring of the hard mars. Ain't nobody in here got really no hard bars. Tipping cars of fantasy, Autobahn, tipping toe through the two lifts because we having fun. Y'all, that's nothing. That ain't even nothing, though. I'm nicer than that on a beat. That's, you know,
like
you asked me to rap.
I don't know what's going
we
on.
We cousins. This is my nephew. He
See,
act like this all the time.
Your nephew or your cousin?
My nephew.
Okay.
All y'all my nephew if you under 53 years old.
Well, Angela's a woman, so she can't be
that's my niece, right?
Right.
So why the name 52 Savage?
I didn't have no name 52 Savage. I'm 52 years old, and then I did the little pressure thing on the back porch. I just felt like this. I mean, this is a pressure beat. I'm gonna call it pressure. And this cat came on this page with Oh, 52 Savage got a new song out called High Blood Pressure. So I'm saying, so I got the, and then I ain't gonna lie, I was mad. I was like, that no, I'm DJ Sway, because I'm a DJ. That's right. Who I am, the hottest DJ in Dallas. I ain't gonna lie, I ain't stunned. That's what the fuck that is.
You're the hottest DJ in Dallas.
I'm the hottest DJ
in
Dallas.
I only said that, though, because I wanted people to watch the video.
But that made them, see, they was on him. I ain't gonna lie, I said, hell no, I'm DJ Sway. That's my name. Then my cousin says, no, hold up, look. They got hashtag 52 Savage everywhere. So I was like, that's my name. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I got to run with it. Mm-hmm. And then I looked at it differently as my, I ain't going to say fans because I don't like the word fans because I see how I treat a fan. So mm-hmm. They y'all my supporters. I looked at them and I said, this might work. And then I thought about him and they was shitting on him. I said, nah, man, that man, look at his page. It's all professional. Now he stuck my ghetto ass in between all this professional shit. He didn't have to do that.
Right.
So he's seen something. He's saying it's interesting. No, it's more than interesting, goddammit. It's art. Because when I put it together, drop a track on it, I mean, I'm good. But, you know, this man gave me that name. I appreciate it. So I ran with it because all my shit coming through 52 Savage.
Now, who started the GoFundMe page?
Before you get into that, let's talk about your teeth for a second and let's get into
Or lack thereof.
Lack thereof. You know what I'm saying?
So you guys are crazy. What happened to your teeth?
They just... Hell,
he's 53.
Candy arm. Thank you.
All right, y'all. They wait, do when you start. 10, 20, hey, look, my mom. Y'all got about 10 more years.
Put it like this, mama.
Y'all get Venice.
I got more than 10 more years.
My parents got their teeth.
Okay, I had money. Thank you from the projects.
No, not
your
from
parents
the projects.
From projects.
Mm-mm.
Okay, then they got their shit together. Exactly. I ain't never had no daddy.
Okay.
First, I don't even know what that is. I wouldn't ever say that in the house. Daddy was not in my vocabulary because we didn't have that with the mother.
Right.
We didn't have that. We didn't have Christmas. So you was gifted with all that.
She's privileged.
I ain't never f***ed no gifted. I don't believe in privilege. That's bullshit.
Gifted.
That's somebody handing you something. Mm. That's what you call privilege. Mm. That ain't privilege. If my daddy had money and they handed it down, you ain't done shit.
Mm.
So I ain't giving you no credit for that. Mm. I give credit that come from what they call the mud. See what I'm saying?
Mm. That's real.
That's what a credit. I give them credit. I don't trip on no silver spoon because I had a dirty fart. You feel me?
Mm. Mm.
So that's what they loving about me is I'm real. Ain't no fake. I didn't wait to get my grill done to come on the show. I didn't wait to get my grill done to start talking. Closed mouth ain't getting let alone fed.
How much does it cost to get these?
Probably $100,000 from what I heard.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's real money. You heard Cardi B? Got that bag, bro. They hope you know this ain't cheap. And it ain't. Yeah, I researched before I came. Actually, I did my GoFundMe page for like $40,000. Because I'm not greedy. I don't ever want to be rich. I just don't want to be hungry. So I'm super humble. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Let me read the summary for the GoFundMe.
Okay. Run that for
you
me.
You said you try to eat steak. You can't eat steak?
Yeah, I can't take steak all f-ing day. Y'all can do that.
You ain't got time for that.
Oh, I got DJ and Dell said she'll chew my stuff, be the local, right. And give it back to me.
Right, right.
And she was playing, but I was serious. Steak she it. Said, I would chew your steak up for you.
And then you could eat it.
And back. Give it to you.
That's right.
And if it's not chewed up enough, then you can give it back.
I thought you was married.
You should marry her.
Who said I was married?
The girl introduced herself to me as Miss Savage.
But did she say Mrs.?
Shit happens. Couple of them IG pics, that's over. You know how it go.
All right, when we come back, we got more 52 Savage, and we want to hear from you. 800-585-1051. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ NV, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We have 52 Savage in the building, but we got a lot of callers, so let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this? Hello, who's this?
Yo, hello.
Hey, what's your name?
John.
What you think of 52 Savage?
I think he's great. You know, I think he's doing his thing right now, and you never too old to do anything. No matter what Charlamagne says, I don't think, you know, if you got a dream, follow it.
All right, well, prove me wrong and go donate to his GoFundMe page so you can get some teeth, damn it.
I gotta ask one question, though.
Yes.
What?
How do you pronounce his name? Is it 52 Savage or 52 Savage?
52.
Goodbye,
like,
man. 52.
You don't
not
have 52 teeth, okay? You got two teeth.
Hello, who's this?
This is Alicia from Detroit, Michigan.
What up,
hey, Alicia. What up, though? What do you think
what
of 52
up,
Savage?
52 Savage sound like my dad rapping some old Mac Daddy line. Like my daddy used to say, oh, I'm kicking but not too loud, flapping but not can't fly, keeping my head above water because I don't want to die.
That's some hard bars right there, boo.
Yeah, that was some bars.
Let me get those so I can pass them to 52.
Listen, Medicare is real. He's talking about he come from the struggle, and he don't respect nothing but getting it from the mud, and how he wasn't privileged. Well, what happened? Medicaid giving out free teeth. He can get him some dentures.
Are you planning to donate to his campaign?
I'm not donating nothing to his campaign. Listen, he managed to get there to see y'all, but he ain't got no teeth, and he's talking about he want to be a rapper. No. He need to be rapping. Don't stand on the corner like they do in New York City or something, and everywhere else.
I respect your opinion, Boo.
Thank you, Mama. All right, now 52 Savage, you heard the people.
One person like you, one person don't like you. Some people, you don't think you're too old for groupies?
Oh, no. You know what I'm saying?
You taking Viagra yet?
No, I'm still good. I'm still nice.
Yeah, 53 ain't old, man.
Hell no. Gotta ask somebody.
All right, so get back to this GoFundMe.
Oh, the GoFundMe. Okay.
Who created the page?
J-Ray. That's one of my business partners.
Read it.
Raising money for 52 Savage, a.k.a. DJ S. Wade 50, new set of teeth.
DJ Suede 50,
new set of teeth. His career has been moving at a fast pace since he was first recognized online as a rapping grandpa. He is glad that he has shown people that you can be any age or look different and still live your dreams. The role model that he has become for the children to young adults has been a joy to him overall, but his missing teeth still causes people to focus on his appearance instead of his talent. You think so?
No, I know so. And then I don't trip on it, but it's the truth. You know, I got to go with the truth over anything else. Look at you. That's the first thing you see. How you doing, baby? You so pretty. What's the first thing you see?
When I seen you?
Why, yeah.
I seen the chains.
That's bullshit.
It is.
I'm going to ask you. That's bullshit.
It was your chains.
No, women, them mother, y'all go from shoes all the way up.
The first thing I seen was your chains. They're blinding.
Okay.
At first thing I
What's next?
You ain't had no teeth.
Thank you.
But not until you open your mouth.
They lying to you. You know how you know they lying to you?
I know they lying.
You ain't got no teeth to see.
What?
The first thing they saw is your teeth.
I said the first thing you see is you got no teeth.
But I do look at people's fingernails and their teeth when I first.
That's the first.
As soon as
really, okay, to be honest, right. Yeah, we can do the farmy, but look, first, I don't give a shit because I'm going to eat regardless. I'm going to still do what I'm going to do regardless. All it takes is you wanting to be. You got to man up and do that. If this was stopping me, would I be at the Breakfast Club with no breakfast? Would I be in here if I went on top of my game? No, it's rappers. You won't even let me come on your show. Because you say they ain't good enough. I watch this. I know.
Now, how'd you hook up with Snoop? You got a record with Snoop Dogg.
That's the thing. And that's what makes me know something's going on because I'm not contacting them.
Mm-hmm.
They contacting me.
I seen you with Mike Epps, Snoop.
Same thing, mm-hmm. Mike. What made me get at Mike, this is like my Big Mama song. I said, oh, you got a big girl song. I want to get on that. Yeah, I ain't really finished it. Well, it's finished. I hadn't put it out.
Give us a little bit of that.
I'm the type of dude that'll be with Big Mama.
Hey.
I'm like, hey, yeah, I'll f*** with Big Mama.
Hey.
Because Big Mama cook every summer.
Woo.
And that's the kind of broad I be on. That's some real hood s***. See what I'm saying? So that's why they this. You think Biggie was here. This, but that's New York, and I love New York. I ain't going to lie, fool. I've been outside last night ciphering with n***s on the block. 3-4 in the morning. I'm on 45th.
Oh, yeah,
Times Square. I was going to get a snack. I could soft cookies.
Right.
Soft. You
know soft cookies.
So we ciphering on the block.
Damn.
Well, like, what'd you have for breakfast?
Bro, I know you. Oh, I had a boy there this morning. Sorry. No.
So everything
the
you eat?
The Breakfast Club. Now I can eat anything.
Okay.
It's just with precision.
take
my time. So it was goddamn hurry. Send me to the hospital. Please get the GoFundMe thing. Dorito me up what I'm trying to tell you. If I wrong. That bitch pointed up and I come down. Come on, man. Fix my sh. I take that back. That's the main reason. I almost went to the hospital. I don't with no chips no more.
You had to go to the hospital because of the
damn now. The fucking Dorito. Man, I can't explain it. It makes me nervous. Shaking it.
The GoFundMe gives y'all a
minute. I don't know how to read GoFundMe page.
Fun my shit.
Hold on. I'm going to post it. That's what
I'm going to post it.
Oh, here you go. GoFundMe.com.
You friends now.
Yes.
Angela Yee, while you quiet, your ass going to post it. Hey.
No, that's Angela Yee right there.
You lying. I asked that girl, I said, who? I said, who is Angela Yee? This motherfucker said her.
No.
What? That can't be Yee.
Listen, so who you thought this girl was sitting by you? Who you thought Angela was?
Somebody thick. Oh, her?
Yeah, her.
Somebody in my belly. I'm about to say, motherfucker. Take my ass back to Dallas, man. I'll be lying down here in New York.
Do you have grandkids?
Hell yeah. What?
How many?
15.
What did they think? Of, what did they think of your rap career?
Some of them like, stop, Savage. Like,
you pawpaw.
They want me to turn back into pawpaw.
Yeah.
That was some of them thing. But the rest of them, they like this. I mean, I'm soaking it in. I really, this really hadn't really hit me, all this, what they call fame, because I always been famous. I want the bag, the fame. Mm-hmm. This don't mean
nothing. So you
nothing.
Want a
record
That's
deal? Why I talk to you like, I mean, I want a deal somewhere, a TV, something. That's why I'm hiding that mic. We got some brewing, so y'all don't stay tuned.
Well, the GoFundMe is GoFundMe.com/50Savage, new set of T-Fund. Okay?
So it's 52 Savage, new set of T.
52 Savage, new set of T-Fund.
Okay.
T-Fund.
Y'all go donate right now. We're going to get 52 Savage some T.
Detail, stand up, ho.
Oh.
Hey. Uno, loso, my amigo, he going to pour a four.
Hey.
I'm in your bitch throat.
Hey.
I'm about to let it go.
Hey.
But you can't take no more.
Hey.
Bitch, I thought you was a hoe.
Hey.
I be on top of my flow.
Hey.
When I be sliding deep.
Hey.
Oh, ain't no love on top of the game when Savage be in the streets.
Hey.
I'm about to run up and creep.
Okay.
Didn't know how I see.
All right.
I'm running the stable of freaks.
Mm.
Your hoe is the flavor of the week.
Ooh.
Charlamagne, man, gold chain, man, had to plug the OG.
Hey.
52 Savage, far from average. I smashed the beat. Get hot, my 52 Savage live on the show, man. Y'all know what it is.
Tell them where to follow you, 52.
Please follow me at DJ Suede 50. That's SWADE, Suede like that. Not the material. D-Wade, the first D-Wade, at DJ Suede 50.
GoFundMe.com/52Savage, new set of T-Fund.
52 Savage.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for joining us, sir.
All day.
The Breakfast Club.
All right, well, let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Nicki Minaj.
It's about time.
What's going on? Yeah.
Rumor report, rumor report.
This is the Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, Nicki Minaj is taking the stand during her brother's child rape trial, and they're saying that she's going to tell the jurors that the mother of the alleged victim attempted to extort her for millions. Now, according to Jelani Mirage's defense attorney, David Schwartz, he said that the client's then-wife, Jacqueline Robinson, forced her children to lie to authorities to try to get $25 million from Nicki Minaj. He said that she told Nicki, I can make the charges go away for $25 million. So we don't know when Nicki's taking the stand, but she will. He's accused of raping his then 11-year-old stepdaughter in 2015. Mm. All right, now Lil Rel and Gerard Carmichael have reunited. They're going to be doing a comedy pilot. So everybody was upset when the Carmichael show was canceled on NBC, but now they're saying that they're planning to do a brand new show. It's an untitled multi-camera series, which would star him as a fictionalized version of himself.
Oh, yeah, it's the Lil Rel show. So drop on the clues bombs for Gerard Carmichael and Lil Rel. Those my guys. Last time they were here, I told y'all ladies, Lil Rel is the one you want to get pregnant from.
I just saw Lil Rel at the A3C Festival. We had a brunch. It was actually a women's brunch, and he showed up. He was like one of the only guys there.
Y'all don't listen to me. I told y'all, I be trying to put, I have a firm called PPM, which is Proper Poom Poom Management. I told y'all get pregnant from Lil Rel. He still got that back end check coming from Get Out. Goodness. Now he got his own TV show coming. Y'all don't listen to me.
Now, Gabrielle Union has teamed up with LeBron. They're going to be executive producing a new comedy TV series called White Dave, based on David E. Talbert's life. So he's going to write the series and serve as executive producer. It's about an African-American boy who's raised in an all-white neighborhood but has to move to a predominantly black area after his mother remarried.
David E. Talbot that does the stage plays? Like,
yes,
like
he's
mama,
the writer for all the stage plays.
Like my mama got some hot sauce in her bag?
Exactly.
What?
For real?
He's been up here before, David E. Talbot.
Mama, there goes that man. Performing at the Township Auditorium, Sunday, June 17th.
All right,
2017.
Charlamagne. All right, Charlamagne.
Now, there was a big rumor about the game going around. According to the rumors, he got a 15-year-old girl pregnant in the UK. She snuck into a club. They hit it off. We don't know whether or not she had a fake ID. Now, the game went on Instagram and said, not here to entertain lies or felonious stories, laughing at how lame some people are, stalking others' lives, fabricating stories to look like fools in the end. And here I sit, focused on my soul, my craft, and my children. The internet is the devil. We got to do better. Now, he also has said in a statement, this story is a lie made up by a child whom I've never met nor talked to in my life. I wish big media outlets would stop giving inaccurate news and liars a platform to tarnish their brand and make them look like the Inquirer.
Well, the problem with these big media outlets is like it'll be like a smaller blog or somebody will report something and they just run with it because they need content.
Right.
But the problem is I didn't hear about it until he said it. I didn't know about it. I didn't see it on any of the blog sites until he actually said it.
I saw it on Famous.
That's true, too.
But yeah, sometimes the story ends up getting bigger when you address the allegations. Now, Future and Young Thug last night put out a collaborative project, Super Slimy, 13 tracks. It just came out at midnight, so I don't know if you guys had a chance to listen to it or not yet.
No, I'm going
to
listen to the single.
Not a single was relationships, but it should be dope, though.
All right. And XXXTentacion has gotten a new record deal. They're saying that deal is valued at $6 million.
Oh, I know 52 Savage can get $500,000.
At Capitol Music Group. and it's through indie distributor Caroline. So there you have it. All right. Well, I am Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Yee. Shout out to Revolt. Revolt, we'll see you guys on Monday. Everybody else, the People's Choice mixes up next. Now, you know it's HU's homecoming. Sadly, it's Hampton University's homecoming and Howard's homecoming this weekend. But I'm going to put you into that mood. Of course, I'm in Hampton, Virginia right now. Shout out to our sister station, 103 Jams, out here. So I'm going to make it feel like if you ever went to a HBCU or if you ever were in college, I'm going to make you feel like you're back in college.
Oh, so that means all late 80s, 90s music.
Right, but not only that, like that booty shake music, the butt, all that type of thing that make you want to dance on your desk right now.
Give it to the old aunties this morning, Envy.
I mean, 52 Savage was there, so hey, it put me in that mood.
Give it to the uncles this morning. We here. I ain't never go to college, though. Somebody going to give me an honorary degree one day.
Nobody's giving you an honorary
degree. I'm getting me
an
honorary degree. Don't you knock my dreams. You ain't knocked 52 Savage this morning. Don't knock me.
What is it, the University
of New
Hampshire?
Start a GoFundMe so I can get an honorary degree. Can I do that?
We'll get you an online degree. All right. People's Choice mixes up next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.